Thank you very much, Marietta. You give me far too much credit. There's a whole group of people who behind the organization of this panel. So a huge round of applause for them as well, because this was a group effort. But I just wanted to say, particularly on behalf of Women's Refugee Commission, who I represent here in Geneva, a huge thank you to our panelists, because when we invited you to speak, we wanted to be able to show how different diversities can affect and impact the lives of refugees. And while we have five fabulous speakers on the panel, they are only representing a small part of the diversity of refugees. And I think it's incredibly important for us to remember that refugees are not homogeneous. Each and every individual has their own diversities, their own abilities, their own disabilities. Age will affect them, how they work, how they live, how they're able to manage the entire refugee experience. So really, just to acknowledge what all of them said is that if we're going to be able to meet their needs and understand what their capacities are and how we can best help them, we need to involve them right from the beginning of a refugee response. That means throughout the refugee experience, not just when it's convenient for us as humanitarian actors, but from day one all the way through. And by working with refugee-led organizations, and in particular, as Women's Refugee Commission, we have pledged to support the effective implementation of the IASC guidelines on inclusion of persons with disabilities in humanitarian action, as Finland mentioned. It's kind of a big mouthful for a set of guidelines, but it will be incredibly important that we work particularly with women-led organizations of persons with disabilities, and we will also be doing that with call to action partners, because women and girls with disabilities can often be subject to sexual and gender-based violence much more. So just to express that pledge, and again, a huge thanks to the panelists, but we're not finished yet. Thank you.